Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Sohegan Wood Products' two core plugs feature superior crush strength, helping paper companies reduce loss claims for pennies per roll. See their ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
This is Corruption Month 2017, the third week of it. And any resemblance here to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is somewhat a work of fiction. It's a column written by Jim Thompson, and I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. Foss the Pulp Rat continues the narrative in Chapter 14 of Pulp Rats, an Unpleasant Story. Foss says, since we were still in the breakout session, the Great Mother had Eyre read the next case. Eyre, as she nodded toward him, yes, Great Mother, the next case. We have here the case of the construction of a new paper mill. The big things sit in an auditor. What's an auditor? Several rats asked. An auditor is a knowledgeable person who comes in to look things over, see if they're being done correctly. Anyway, this auditor came to the site. This auditor was from within the company, not from outside, so perhaps did not have the authority that a paid auditor hired to do an inspection would have. Anyway, he discovered a number of discrepancies. In some cases, the materials used for construction were not as specified. Mild steel flanges were welded onto stainless steel pipes. In some cases, they were not welded correctly. In other cases, low-strength bolts were used where high-strength bolts were needed. The auditor said it seemed that whatever materials were at hand were used, whether they met the specifications or not. The Great Mother frowned. This doesn't seem right. What was done about all this? Eyre responded, well, the auditor confronted those in charge. They said they were out of money and out of time. They would change these matters after startup, using maintenance money. The Great Mother continued, is there any chance of anyone getting hurt or equipment being damaged? The auditor said that was certainly possible, but it was out of his hands. The Great Mother commented, well, I think we have seen once again that corruption and malfeasance are not as simple as we once thought. We're going to continue to look at such cases as these going forward. Hopefully, the big things will catch the perpetrators and deal with them accordingly. Let's wrap up, the Great Mother said. Our assignment for next week is to read Mr. Jim's new book, Personalities in the Pulp and Paper Industry. If you can't read Big Things language, find one of the rats who can and have them read it to you. And a note from Mr. Jim, all my books are available on Amazon. Just go to Amazon and type Press Nip Impressions in the search box. If you have a corruption story, please send it to jim.thompson@ipulpmedia.com. Or if you prefer and are more comfortable with my classic email address, jthompson@taii.com, feel free to use it. Your story will be kept in strictest confidence. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.